Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Happy to be here with you on this Monday, because you just never know with me where I'm going to be all over the world. You are listening to Bonnie Albers On Air, and I am your happy hostess with the mostess, Bonnie Albers. I'm so excited today, and that's why I kind of took my intro and shortened it, because it is a little bit of a shortened show today, but I have an angel with me that is truly a fabulous, awesome, wonderful soul. And you all know him because he's on my show a lot. And I just think the world of him. He is my Dumbledore, my go-to. Oh my goodness, Jerry sometimes had to hang up on me because he's like, Abani! So today I have for you and with me, my angel today. And I'd like everyone to say hello to Jerry Humphreys. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, everybody.
This is a pleasant surprise. And I want everyone to know I didn't give you a perfect intro, but Jerry is a psychic spirit medium from the UK. He is so much more than that, he's like, it's a ball rolled into one. He's the CEO of the magazine I write for, Psychic Insight Magazine, which is currently on your website, right, Jerry?
It certainly is, yes.
And so everyone, it is psychic at sense of know, is it just sense of knowing, psychic at sense of knowing .co.uk, Jerry?
Right. My website is senseofknowing.co.uk, and my email for anybody who wants to contact me is psychic@senseofknowing.co.uk.
Oh, you know I'm ADD, and I always get them mixed up. But, Jerry, it's a great magazine. I know the spring edition came out, and I hope that everybody listening, if you haven't read it, downloaded or gotten it, please go to Jerry's web page, because we all put a lot of time into it, and so does Jerry. And it is a fabulous metaphysical magazine that has all kinds of things in it for you. Jerry is also a psychic, pet psychic, pet communicator. He is a person-centered counselor, a Reiki master healer from, I don't know, the 100th degree. He also loves past, present, and future lives. He works with animal totems, and I love that, which is going to be our subject today. Jerry, did I leave out anything?
Well, I don't think so. I'm a person-centered counselor, professional hypnotherapist. Yes, I've got lots of strings on a bow.
I only wish, I used to say I had a lot of strings and a bow. Now I've shortened it to giving everybody else the strings and the bow, because we'd be on the show for a million years if I had to tell all of the things that both you do and I do. But you are so amazing and so fabulous. I want everyone to know you do this for a living. You can see what Jerry does on his webpage. Again, it's Sense of Knowing, SenseofKnowing.co.uk. Or no, dot com. Is that it? Co.uk,
That's it.
You got it. Okay. Well, today, Jerry, I would love to talk. You know, I keep hearing in my head, April showers brings May flowers. You know, I'm a flower girl, but the showers are a little tough, even though, you know, we're still in retrograde. So that could be the showers. But I keep hearing that, and I want to bring that to everyone because, you know, springtime, Jerry, always means to me the start of a fresh beginning. And the one thing I see is, you know, I do the flowers, so flowers pop up, and you are so wonderful. And people, I don't think they realize or know they realize how much you work with your animal cards and your animal totems. So I look at spring and I think of new animals, new flowers, new everything just comes alive. So I kind of wanted to discuss your totems and why it's important that we come with so many totems and what they mean. So can you tell everybody about your totems and why we should really want to know what our totems are and how to work with them?
Okay. So I work with Native American medicine animals and the Native American medicine animal cards. Now, as far as totems are concerned, it's depending, obviously, looking at a person's date of birth. I can then see what medicine animals are relevant to them in this moment. So as of, say, today, what medicine animals or animal is relevant for the month, what might be relevant next month. But given some time, and it takes me normally about half an hour, I can work out what a person's personal nine animal totem is. And these are the animals that are Native American animals that are assigned to you from birth. And these are the ones that you can call on, tap into the energy of, depending on what challenges you have in life or what aspirations you have, what desires or ambitions you might have. And they work with everything. They work with mind, body, and spirit. They work with material things such as work, career path, home life, the financial side of things. There's nothing that you can't look at and get insight from one of the either the totem animals that you are connected to through your birthday or your name day, and also the ones that are around you on a particular date or during a particular month, or even sometimes in a particular year, because there is a range of animals. So let's, for example, say that let's look at this month, April. Now, in general, as you said, April is a month of growth. For a lot of people, their year doesn't officially start until springtime. So in springtime, we have the badger coming in, which is most relevant by the end of April, but the badger signifies decluttering your space, getting rid of old energies that no longer serve a purpose, and that could be anything. We could also look at the hummingbird. That also comes in April. The hummingbird is about joy, flexibility, freedom, letting your spirit out of its cage, etc. We've got the blue heron, which is about reflection. That's also is a for some people. It can be also quite an emotional month for some reason. We have the whale, which can be communication. Now, obviously, this month, we've got Mercury retrograde, and Mercury is the planet of communication, so that could be quite fun. We have the raccoon, which is the generous protector. There's all sorts of different medicine animals that will appear in the month of April, but they also have extended periods. So, for example, the salmon. The salmon comes in April, but can be with you right the way through until September. And the salmon signifies wisdom. It signifies new journeys. It signifies your path in life. So there's, and again, it also then depends on what other animals it's connecting with. But there are some animals that will come in for a month in April, some that will stay with you for 2 months, 3 months, and in the salmon's case, right the way through for another 6 months.
So I'll tell you a wide range. And so how do you, you know, because I loved, you did my nine, and everyone, you would have to get with Jerry for a private reading for that, but you did my nine totem, animal totems, what I came in with. And it kind of reminds me of like what you come in astrology, you know, you come in with certain planets at certain places and things you can, you know, energies move that you can use those in certain times of your life. That's kind of what the totem and animals, you know, represented to me. But I know you use your Native American animal cards. How do you use them and what do you get from them? Do you use them like tarot cards or do you use them like numerology cards? I want the audience to understand how you use them.
Right. Firstly, let me just quickly explain that the significance of the nine totem animals, they mm-hmm. also, like planets, they sit in different positions. So let's just say, for example, right. one of your animals will sit in the east, and the animal in the east guides you to your spiritual challenges. There's an animal that will sit below, and this one teaches you about inner earth and how to stay grounded. So there are nine positions for the nine animals, and they all will bring different energies and different, if you like, gifts, I suppose, into your life. So there's a lot to learn from them. Now, when I'm doing a reading, and I think I can still safely say I'm possibly the only psychic, I'm certainly the only psychic in UK that's appeared on TV in the UK that's used these. But in readings, it depends, Bonnie, because sometimes people will have a reading with me and they ask a particular question, and I will focus on my animal cards to see if they have anything to say. Sometimes I don't even look at them, but the energy is just mm-hmm. there, and but the animals channel their energy through me. It's like I connect directly with the animal, so then I can pass that on to the person that's having the reading. They might be asking me about somebody else's life path, and where, you know, if perhaps they're having a particularly awkward or difficult time in a relationship. So I would bring the energy of the buffalo through, because the buffalo is about honoring another person's pathway. They all have different ways of communicating, Bonnie. So sometimes the animals will communicate to me or through me, so I can help guide the caller or the sitter in a particular direction. Sometimes I give them one or two medicine animals that they can take away and tap into the energy themselves. If they need a bit of peace and tranquility, it might be the deer. If they're looking in business, perhaps they're enhance their reputation, it might be the skunk, and don't laugh. if they're looking to make decisions but not sure when to make them, I might give them the alligator. So, you know, there's, to be honest, you know, there's 52 medicine animals that I connect with, but it all depends on the person concerned, the date of birth, what I feel I'm being drawn to, what my guide is telling me, and also possibly even what color socks I'm wearing.
Well, I was going to say, and we're going to get to the phone lines in just a minute, but I was going to say, Jerry, if you go for that alligator, you got to be careful of those teeth, because you never know. Those eyes are above the water, but then it goes wham, and you're done. So every time the alligator was somebody I wouldn't connect with. But I know that all animals are put here for a specific purpose and reason, and we need all of them. So I do love when you bring through animals, and I so loved what you did with Chile for me. And I'm going to ask you to do that again because I'm leaving for 2 weeks. But we are going to go to the phone lines if you're ready, because it is a shortened show. I hijacked you here. Before we go, though, to the show, I want to tell you, and I'm so excited, next week you and I are doing a show on this new radio station that I want everyone to know and hear. I'm going to be doing shows on intuittalk.com. Is it intuittalks.com? I think it's intuitalks.com. And I'm moving slowly over to this new radio show. It's all metaphysical, intuitive peeps. But the cool news is, Jer, and this is why I'm doing it, is it's TV radio. Everyone gets to see me and see you, and we get to see if you've got your webcam on. We get to see you, which helps in a reading. I can't even tell you how much for spirit mediums. But for Jerry, even with animals, if you have a question about your pet and he's got to see your pet, you can put your pet right on the webcam and he can then see it. So, and for everyone that I have talked to, they are really super excited for this type of venue. And the only reason we're not there right now, I did set up a show. Oh, my gosh. I saw myself and told everybody I needed a facelift. But, you know, it's not set up totally. I'm doing it slowly. So I'm going to do it right, hopefully. And one day you will hear that I've just switched over. And I am going to continue on Blog Talk as long as I am not comfortable yet on this new station. But it's a really cool station, and you'll get to see me live and in live, and you'll get to see my hair, my earrings, everything about me, and my guests. And we get to see you if you so choose. Isn't that cool, Jerry?
I think that's going to be really fun, because I'm just wondering whether it's going to be a bit of a shock to the system for people to see certainly this particular guest. So I'm going to have to get my hair done again. I don't know what's this all about.
You know what, Jerry, you look exactly like your picture. It's me who's changed. It's been 4 years and I've gained some weight because of my son. But you know what? My attitude is still thin, and I love being in front of myself. So it's got to be all good. The only difference is I've got to put on earrings. I've got to make sure I don't have my workout equipment on. So it's going to be really different. And I will be able to wear my clothes every day. Like someone said, well, Bonnie, don't show up in just your bra and underwear.
Well, I'm not wearing earrings, so you can forget that one.
All right, well, we're going to go to the phone lines. When we go, we're going to ask you what your favorite animal is, and then we'll ask what question you have for Jerry and I. But 551, you've been waiting. So 551, hi.
Hi. I haven't spoken to you in a long time. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Who am I speaking with?
This is T. How are you?
Oh, T. Yes, I haven't heard from you in a long time. I'm doing great, but did you hear we're going to go to a new station where we can actually see each other? Is that like too cool or what?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, that's exciting.
I know. I'm so excited. It's like TV. You know, but I've always wanted to be a movie star. Now, you know, I'm certainly not on NBC or CBS yet, but at least I can see myself on my own webcam. So that'll be cool. So what's your favorite animal, T?
I love just birds in general, because I'm a free spirit. So just having that ability just to fly away and be free is something.
Free bird. I hear it singing, and I know what Jerry's going to say. He's going to want to put his fingers in his ears, but I hear Leonard Skinner, baby, with Free Bird. So I love that you love birds. They're not my favorite animal, although I see them so much at my window, but I do love birds for that reason. you got to be free. And I just love that. What question did you have that you'd like Jerry to answer if he's still with us?
My question is about employment. Just if you saw me getting the job for the interview I have tomorrow.
Well, that's that. This sounds fun for you because it feels that you're coming into your own. I'm being told that there's been a waiting quite some considerable time to find something that. Work that you're going to feel comfortable with. It's interesting that we talked at the top of the show about preparing the ground for new growth because it's spring. And I feel that's exactly where you're at, T. It's like you're getting ready to put new roots down. It's also interesting that you say that you're a free spirit and birds are your favorite animal because the first one that came to my view from spirit was the hawk, which is the bird of insight. So you always like to look forward. You're somebody who actually has got good foresight of their own. Perhaps it's not used as much as it should be, but when it comes to planning ahead or looking ahead, you've definitely got that energy of the hawk with you. But the work side of it, I have a feeling that you're going to find that the interview is going to go well, but you're going to, I don't want to say something that's going to put you off, but I also feel that you're going to come out of the interview going, I'm not sure if I did as well as I should have done. The point is that whatever energy you give to the interview tomorrow will be fine. I also feel there's quite a few people that they're seeing or lots of other people they're interviewing. But this is a very positive time around your work path. I'm going to ask you a question, T. What's the first number that comes to your mind if I say pick a number between 1 and 52?
Oh, my God. I would sit there and think of a million numbers. But God, T.
I just thought of 7.
Right, now you see 7, the Native American medicine animal that connects you to the number 7 is the skunk. Now, before you go yuck, the skunk is very powerful when it comes to communication. It's very powerful when it comes to attraction, as in connecting with the right people. And it also signifies that your reputation is going to grow. So in other words, you've chosen the right number to take with you to the interview tomorrow to be able to do of your best, and hopefully you'll secure that job.
Yes. Yeah. I'm super excited because I'm so happy to so ready to leave where I'm at right now. You know how things have just ran its course.
Yes. Yes. Kind of like, you know, I'm moving over to a new, it's always about me, Jerry.
Yeah.
I'm moving over to this new, everybody better find it because I'm kind of a little nervous, but I just talked to Gemini Moon in chat, Jerry, and she had seen the show. And I'm a little nervous about it because I've got so many listeners here, but I'm going to do both for a while until everybody gets used to it. But it's kind of like that, T.
Yeah.
Gotta move on. You gotta. I love what Jerry said to you. So I know that forward movement is all about the spring. And that's, I just keep hearing April showers brings May flowers. So that to me is a very comforting saying. And, you know, I think that applies here also, don't you, Jerry, in some way or another?
Yes, I. As far as T's advancement is concerned, as I said, it is about new growth. See, the showers or the water for T would represent a cleansing. It's like a renewal. So and the ground needs water, as in T needs something to be refreshed, and it's a growth time. So Yeah, I can connect that with her as well.
I love that. T, I need to move on, but it's so good to hear from you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that's so sweet. Okay, I'm going to keep moving because April Showers is bringing May flowers, and we need to get to a few other people to see what their showers and flowers are. I just love that. You know, I never say that, so it's got to be from spirit. But 402, what is your favorite animal? Hi.
Hi, this is Ku'uleilani, and thank you for taking my call. And my favorite animal is like the whole cat family and all the dogs too, including wolves. I like cats and dogs a lot, and I like big cats.
Wait a minute, you know what song I'm hearing? I like big cats and I cannot lie. You know, that song just came to me, and I see all these cats all over, just running in the streets, big ones, tigers, pumas, little ones for you. It's just the craziest scene I've ever seen. And they're running towards you, Ku'u. So I love that. I don't see any, well, the dogs are actually behind the cats for some reason. But I love that. What a great scene for me. I don't know, you know, I know that song doesn't say cats, but I don't like what the other word is. But I can see, yeah, because I don't want one. So I can see this whole scene for you. Why do you feel spiritually connected to cats? And then we're going to ask Jerry, what that means.
I think I kind of resemble a cat, and my English family is the lion family, and apparently they are hairy people that look like cats too, so that might be why. And when I go to the zoo, they always come up to the glass, so I'm like, oh.
That's so funny. Okay, well, what, Jerry, do you know why? I mean, I know you're going to answer a question, but why is she so spiritually connected to cats? Can you feel it?
Because cats are also very spiritually connected. I know all animals are, but perhaps she's a witch because, you see, all witches have cats as their familiars.
Well, I love that, Ku'u, to tell you the truth. I would love white witches because they are all about the earth. They're all about, you know, herbs. They're about healing, and they're about animals. So I love that I have a friend. And Stevie Nicks was a white witch. So, I mean, who doesn't want to be one of those? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that it depends. If it's domestic cats, yes. Obviously, wild cats are different, because each wild cat, again, has its own particular medicine energy. But I could see her as the lynx. Now, the lynx is known as the keeper of secrets. So I would suggest that you're somebody who likes to keep a lot of your own stuff to yourself, if that makes sense. But you're also somebody who people like to share their secrets with, because you're trusted, you're a trustworthy person. It's also said that the lynx guards the secrets of the pyramids in Egypt.
And not the Sphinx.
And it's also with you, you can never get anything out of a lynx person. So once you tell them something, that's it, that they keep it locked away securely, and you'll never ever get to know what secrets a lynx person holds on to.
That is true.
Well, what would you like to know from Jerry as I'm writing in chat? Because I can't answer chat and talk, and I'm so involved in chat right now. Go ahead, Ku'u, ask Jerry.
Jerry, was does the robin have anything to do with love? I've been seeing a lot of robins lately, and I was wondering what the connection was that with love and spring.
But to be honest, it depends on what you were thinking or who you were thinking about at the time. Some people suggest that when we see robins, they might be the manifestation of people that we've lost into spirits and who come back to visit. It really depends on the space that you are in, what you've been thinking about, or what you've been asking the universe to bring you. So the message is significant to you, but as I say, depends on you. What have you been thinking about? What aspirations have you had?
I was thinking about the past, so that makes sense to me. I was thinking, I was thinking about romance in the past, so I guess it, in one way that could be it's over.
It could be, but it could also, now, see, the thing that I'm linking quite strongly with you and the Robin is the color red. Now, that also is the color of our root chakra. That's to keep us grounded. And I also get the feeling with you, my lovely, that yes, this is a time of renewal, but I feel the Robins are saying you need to be focusing, keep yourself grounded, but more importantly, it may be time, you're right, to let go of what was in the past and focus more on what is in the present. So I see if it, see what or how the energy changes, or if you start to notice any other particular birds around you. But it really is a signal, I feel, of grounding, keeping yourself in the present, allowing yourself then to move forwards, and concentrate more on what you're wanting to draw in rather than what you've had to let go of.
I love that. Cool. That's great. Because the first thing when you said Robin, and I've got to tell everybody, I am so ADD. I can't write, chat, chew gum, and drink a cup of coffee at the same time. So when I am in chat, everyone, I have to move from screen to screen. I love you in chat. And I thank you for all of your comments and all your encouragement and support. And Jerry, if you get in, you'll see Becca links is one of her spirit animals. So I'm trying to keep chat up. I never really got into chat too much because I can't see both screens. But when I switched over, and I love the robin that he said, the first scene and why I'm telling you this is I saw the robin's belly hitting the ground. So, and the red just pulsating. So for me, Jerry, that's exactly it. It was all about the root chakra and grounding yourself and you know, all the things that are involved in the root chakra. And I loved the message you gave her. I mean, it sounds trite, but I do, because all I saw was that grounding belly on the ground pulsating red. So for me, that's that root chakra. And I feel like possibly, and I think we talked about this last week, Jerry, to move forward would be to work on clearing your root chakra. Stay more grounded and clear your root chakra.
That makes a lot of sense. Or maybe it's just looking down and seeing what position your feet are in. That would also point to what side of your energy needs paying attention to, depending on what the position of your feet is when you're standing. So that would be quite intriguing.
Yeah. Have you told her how to do that? Because I remember you telling me, and I went to look, but my bed's so high, by the time I put my feet down, I'm lucky if I could see them. No, but, you know, did you tell everybody? No, I'm not that big. But did you tell anybody how to do that and what it could mean? Because that's really an interesting exercise that I think people should know about.
It's a little bit complex in some respects because it depends on the position, whether the left or right foot is pointing inwards, outwards, what combination they are, whether the left foot's pointing in, the right one. It's very dependent on what needs to be addressed as to how what the feet are positioned. Now, if you just stand naturally without thinking about it, your feet, I can guarantee, will not be parallel pointing forwards. So you need to make a little note of what they are. Then you can ask me, my feet are pointing in this direction or that direction. And I can do a little reading on your feet. But
you can do everything. Honestly, Jerry, this is a great thing. I love this.
I have done this on live TV on a psychic show. I have read somebody's feet. You would not believe the things that came up. That's another story. Anyway, in order to keep yourself grounded, you need to make sure your feet are parallel pointing forwards. That's the key. But yeah, psychic readings on people's feet. I mean, I've done some strange things in my time, but that was one of the strangest.
Well, you know what, Ku? I think you have some good pointers here. Again, for you, that root chakra to me is just pulsating. So I hope that, you know, we've helped you today. And call us in, please, write or sketch your feet and let Jerry read them. Although on this new show that I'm going to be on, I mean, you actually can show us your feet when you stand up because it's going to be on television.
Everybody's going to be on web. Oh, everyone's going to be on webcam, and all we're going to see are people's feet. Oh no! Love it.
Thank you, Ku.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye. Thank you. Namaste. Oh, that's I just kept seeing the pulsation of that belly in the robin. Maybe he was pregnant, I don't know, but it was awful big, hitting the floor. So it is interesting, you know, the scene that I got while you were talking. It's just amazing.
I was also just, I had a wonder whether Ku was actually wanting to ask if anybody from her past was going to try to reconnect with her. Because again, the message is the same. That needs to be let go of. I mean, past as in physical, still physically still here on Mother Earth. Because I feel that she needs to be looking for new doors to open, new emotional challenges. I just wondering if that's perhaps something she's also going to ask. But we are talking about spring and new growth, and it is a time of renewal.
Yes, I have to be put on track. But what's really cool is I can feel the change in the air. I don't know if you can, Jerry. I'm going to pick 310 up in just a second, so please just wait for a second. I can feel it in the air. I can feel change. And you want to hear it's something crazy? Last week, and I know you're going to say, Bonnie, let's get on to 310. But last week, I pulled tarot cards. And that's something I don't always do because I see the card in front of me when I need to tell you the message. And I brought out my flower therapy deck card. So the first two shows, I pulled out whatever flower card came out, the message for the show. And the first day was the Ace of Cups. The second day was the Ace of Wands. And then I was on this Intuit Talk Radio for the first time. I did a night show and I said, that'd be crazy if I pulled out another ace and the Ace of Swords came up. So talk about new beginnings. I mean, is that crazy or what?
Well, that's a lot to show you the fact that you're obviously on the right path. It'll be interesting then to see when the Ace of Pentacles comes in.
Yeah, I didn't pull one today because I didn't want to ruin the streak. But you know what? I might just by the end of the show pull a card. I will be disappointed if it isn't the Ace of Pentacles. But then, you know, life is life. But I am going to pick up 310, and I'm going to grab my cards while you're talking. But 310, we need to know what's your favorite animal and why, and then Jerry will answer whatever you've got going. Hi.
Hi, this is Janet.
Who is it?
Can you hear me? Janet?
Janet! Scream your name from the rooftops. This is Janet. I love the name Janet. So, Janet, what's your favorite animal?
I like eagles. I am just obsessed with eagles. I'm drawn to eagles.
Oh, Jerry, I know you can handle this one. Eagles, wow.
Hello, Janet. Listen, the eagle is by some regarded as the most powerful, strongest medicine animal that there is.
Yes.
But, I'm wondering why you're drawn to the eagle. Well, firstly, the eagle is known as the bird of spirit, so that would suggest that you do have a lovely spiritual connection of your own. But then I'm looking at the earth, what I call the earth side of your life. And I'm wondering if there's a part, and I know I don't wish this to sound too generalized, but is there a part of your past that you have not let go of? Because the eagles is the bird that beckons you to give yourself permission to have some freedom. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes complete sense.
Oh, my God.
I had a feeling you might.
Yeah.
Now, the eagle, sometimes I feel that you either doubt your own ability or doubt your own strength. And when I say strength, I mean your spiritual and emotional strength. And you don't like to fly too high, whereas the eagle can soar from, you know, for thousands of meters above Mother Earth and catch the thermals and just glide with and just go where the wind will take it. But it has the qualities of the hawks. It has phenomenal eyesight. It has incredible strength. It has, like the owl, it has a lot of wisdom. So you see, there's a lot of very positive energies that the eagle has that you can tap into. But where is this healing needed? Because that's what the eagle is bringing you, is a lot of healing energy. So there's something in your past that still needs to be healed. And you can ask the eagle to help you with that. And then you can fly as high as an eagle can. So I hope that explains about your animal, but also, did you have a question you wanted to ask?
Wow. I didn't really have a specific question. I'm going through that doubting and that stuff right now because I'm at the end of a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And the divorce is in 2 weeks, the final, and it's all super scary.
Listen, Melba, it is, of course, it's going to be super scary. Things on the human vibration such as this are super scary. But if we look at the premise that everything happens for a reason, there is a positive purpose behind everything.
Yeah.
Now, I feel that this is the eagle coming through again. You've been held back. This is, again, about letting go of whatever's happened in the past.
Right.
You have a lot of interesting, new, and exciting challenges that can be there and they're within your grasp. But in fact, this is possibly going to be the most important event in your life, apart from being born. Because now you're going to find out who the real you is. And I get the feeling from my guide that you haven't had that chance yet.
No, I haven't. Yeah, I haven't. And I'm excited for it. And I'm ready for it. And I've been preparing for it. But the more earthly, you know, that's all spiritual, and I feel confident there, and I feel awoken and all that. But it's this financial fear of, am I going to be okay?
I'm not going to sit here and just offer platitudes to make you feel better. I don't do that.
Right.
So what I'm going to tell you is, this is what I'm hearing from my guides direct to you. Nothing in this life is ever simple. If it was, then the human race would not really be in existence because it would be too simple. We have to have complications. It's what keeps us going as human beings. Is it going to be absolutely 100% plain sailing? No, it's not.
Yeah.
However, because you're going to get your newfound sense of freedom and strength, there are no longer going to be obstacles. There are going to be challenges. And challenges are things that you will overcome, whether it's this year, next year, the year after, or whenever. you're going to survive because you are a survivor. You have survived on Mother Earth this long. You are going to continue to survive. And anything that you need around you on an earthly level, whether it's the right level of finances, whether it's going to be the right home to live in, or whether you're staying where you are, it doesn't matter. The point is, you are going to make it work because you have the resources as a human being. And then what you also have is the medicine energy of the animals around you, who will help to strengthen you even more when you need it. So it's of course it's going to be a little bit up and down to begin with, but I tell you what, once you've got into the flow, there's no stopping you. So
yeah,
how big's your imagination?
while you were talking and I was listening, which is tough for me, by the way, because usually I see the opposite. I'm talking, but I was actually intently listening to you and Jerry. I picked a card for you again. I'm not one that reads tarot. I see tarot, so they'll bring a card right in front of my face. But for some reason, they're wanting me to throw a card, and I threw this card, and the card is the Eight of Wands. Do you read cards?
Yeah, I'm familiar with cards. Yeah.
Okay, so you know the Eight of Wands is about news coming in quickly.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I don't know what news you're waiting for, and maybe it's something about the divorce and money or whatever, but it's coming in quickly.
It's coming in on the 26th. It's coming in on the 26th.
So it's coming in quickly, and I feel that it's going to be good. I don't feel that you're going, I feel whatever you're waiting for to hear is going to be amplified in a better way. And I don't know what that means, so I'm just giving you the message from my guide. So I hope that I hope you know what it is, because I feel that you're waiting for maybe the shoe to drop. And what I'm hearing is it's only going to be a sandal. So I don't know why they're bringing it to me like that. But you can make, if you read cards, you know, you're familiar with cards, you know what that means. And you also know what the metaphors are in your life. So I am really happy that I can bring that to you. I would have thrown a flower card, because usually when I do throw a tarot, I throw my flower deck, because that's the, like Jerry's, his animal totems or his animal cards, his Native American animal cards are his, mine are the flower therapy deck. So I usually don't throw one without the other, but I can't get to them right now. But all I know is you got some news coming in quickly. I feel like you're waiting for the shoe to drop, and it's not going to be like you think. And I actually feel like good news is amplified. I do agree with, I mean, I always agree with Jerry, because he's just amazing. But he, you know, life is, challenges are there for us to grow soul-wise. Nothing is ever perfect. That just like you said, or we wouldn't be living a 3D life. We're actually here to overcome. It's like a maze, and I don't like mazes, but I wish I could just go straight through. But those mazes are what makes our soul grow. And this is one of, you're in the middle of one. So can I ask when your birthday is?
June 9th.
Ha, oh, Jerry. Jerry,
Gemini.
She's you.
Gemini.
She's you. Yes. Yeah. So Gemini, he's just so happy you're a Gemini, and you're so, and isn't that funny that wands are air, and you're an air sign, and you're actually getting news going quickly through the air. So I love that's the synchronicity for me, that this is on the right road for you. I do feel that you're in the middle of, can I ask your age? You don't have to, if you don't want to tell me your age, I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't, but because I always tell mine. What's your age?
I'm 49, about to turn 50.
Okay. So you started Cryon Return about 3 to 4 years ago, which is the, when the universe says, okay, you are living your life. And if you're not on the right track, and things aren't moving on the right track for your soul journey here this lifetime, we're going to move you. And we're going to make it happen. We're going to readjust you. My astrologer
That's how
said
long
one
I've
time.
Been going through this course.
Yes. Well,
That's how long
this
I've been is. 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. So they're readjusting because you weren't on the right track spiritually, you know, for this lifetime. And they're putting you back on track. So see, you're not lost and never found. I don't know why. Do you resonate with that song? I'm lost and never found. They're showing me the song. Maybe it's because it's Easter, but I'm Jewish. It says I'm lost, but I'm never, but I'm not found. I'm blind, but I can see. You know, whatever that is, you know, that is a saying or a song or something from something.
Amazing.
But
great.
I'm getting. Yeah, okay, Amazing Grace. They're taking you, thank you, Jerry. They're taking you and putting you back on your life's journey, because once they adjust that path for you, because you couldn't on your own, you're going to fly, like Jerry says. But, you know, nothing is without its challenges. So I hope that, you know, does Amazing Grace mean anything to you?
I love that. And I've been hearing the name Grace, Grace, Grace recently. It keeps popping up in my day. But I'm in that conflicted. I'm happy, but I'm sad. I'm confident, yet I'm scared. I'm on both sides of a coin right now. And I think I just need to ride it out and trust. Yeah.
Gemini, what you're two did. People. You're good, you know, you're well, good and challenging. No, my daddy was a Gemini and I love Geminis. And I got married in a Gemini month, but yes, that's probably why that song is. Plus, I think at the end of that song, Jerry, now I don't know, because I don't know, the song is I'm blind, but I can see. So what to me, and that they're bringing that to you is, you know, all these things, oh gosh, I got spirit all over me. I've got spirit just hitting me with this song. So for me, I think at the end, everything works out great. I'm not quite sure how the song ends, but whatever it is, you're going to come out that tunnel, and it's pretty soon. So you're going to come out that tunnel seeing clearly what you need to do.
Oh, thank you so much, both of you today. It's what I needed to hear.
Well, again, Jerry, I think said that to you in the beginning. He doesn't say what you need to hear. He says what he hears. But the good news is that you were able to understand what it was and know for you, this is the beginning of walking through that journey and finding who you are. You were blind, but now you'll see. And believe me, you're not alone. Oh, God, I have spirit, Jerry. Do you have somebody in spirit? Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Do you have either? You have a lot of angels over here, but I feel like it's a spirit that's hitting me pretty hard. Do you have a spirit? Do you have either a grandmother or somebody in spirits here for you? And, you know, I'm getting the idea that it's a female energy. I don't like to say mother anymore, because some people's grandmother were like their mother or their aunt, whatever. So, but this is a mother figure. Somebody from is here for you, and that's the one that brought me that song. And they're kind of hit every time I get off that song, they want me to go back to it. So, you know, you've got to realize that you are on the right path. You're going to be able to make this. Ooh. Goodness gracious, Jerry is here. Do you have a mother or grandmother that's in spirit?
Grandmother and a very special aunt. And they show up.
Well, okay.
Very strong.
Yeah. And that's why I said she must have said aunt, because I never even add an aunt usually when I say that. Okay. And were they they are so with you, honey, that there is no way they're going to push through everything to get to you. And I feel like you know that, but you kind of, maybe you can't read yourself, because we all can't, but they want you to know that they are helping you at every turn, that you're not alone, and that you are going to make it. You're going to come out that other side unbelievably I'm hearing unscathed, but you know, I don't always believe that because we all get scathed one time or another in life. But they're saying you're going to come out of this tunnel unscathed. And I don't know what that means to you, but, and they will be with you. And what's funny is they're linking there. I've got the holographic image of you and them on each side grabbing your hands. So you're not alone, honey.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck. Please let us know how it turns out. Jerry, is there anything else? Are you bringing through anybody?
The only connection I just want to leave Janet with is, what is your link with a gospel choir?
Oh, I don't have one.
Well, a relative does, because I've got this gospel choir. And I can't. They're standing right in front of me. They're all going. They're all singing like, just going nuts here. You need to either you're going to hear the song, or there's a connection with your aunt or your grandmother in spirit with a gospel choir. If you're not sure what it is now, you will do.
I'll keep my eyes open and my ears open.
Good.
Okay, I do want to read you something from chat, because our chatters are very connected, just like you. I can't even tell you. I'm so in awe of the people who come and listen to the show. But from chat, Becca wrote, spiritual commitment is important for her. Stand by what she believes in her soul. So, and commitment to self is important. So if you understand that, thank you, Becca. So people are listening to you and helping. Everybody wants to give you spiritual advice to move you forward. So that's just super cool. And I love that. So I hope you have a great day, because I've got 2 minutes left. Have a fabulous day. Just remember, you are not alone. And call us back. Please let us know how you're doing.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Jerry, I just want to say I hijacked you to this show, and I'm so happy I did. And again, I want you to tell everybody you do this for a living, how to get a hold of you. But everybody in chat, and thank you for all being here. Jerry is going to be on the new station with me, if he could figure it out also. We are going to do both Blog Talk, and I don't want people to think I'm leaving. So we are going to do both until we figure out the Intuit Talks. Intuitalks.com next Tuesday at 1. Jerry will be with me, and we'll have fabulous, fabulous info and great chatting, and you'll get to see us both on air and on TV. So, Jerry, can you please tell them how to get a hold of you should they need a private reading, which everyone should get from Jerry. Even I consult with Jerry every minute of my life. But go ahead, Jerry.
Bless. Social media, jerry.psychic, whether that's Facebook, Twitter, etc. My website is senseofknowing.co.uk. There's a contact form on the website. If you've got any questions, queries, or comments, simply use the contact form and I'll always get straight back to you. Bonnie, thank you for having me on the show, lovey, and I'll speak to you again very soon.
Thank you, Jerry. As always, you are my Dumbledore. I adore you, and I can't tell you how much my audience does too. So thank you from the bottom of my heart and everyone's. It is an honor to have you here. And everybody, if you want to get a hold of me, I have social media, but I think my name is up as Bonnie Mosenter Lynn. You can find me. I'm on Twitter, and you can email me at balbers, my last name, 714, because I'm a Cancer, at AOL.com. We do this for a living. Give us a shout and let us know what you want. And if not, we will see you here tomorrow. I have the fabulous, awesome, and wonderful guy from the UK. In fact, he's listening now, Mark Richardson, and his spirit guide, Tommy. So, I mean, you know what, Jerry, we are just full of fabulous guests. You're not really a guest anymore. You're kind of like the show. So the part of the show anyway. And, but you know, I'm actually way too controlling to say anybody has the show but me. But I love all my guests, especially from the UK. They mean a lot to me, and they are fabulous, and we bring them straight to you. So everyone, you know, April showers, brings May flowers, and just smile and laugh, live life and be happy, because that's the way spirit would want you to. Thank you. Bye.